My name is Florence Reiskes, and I'm a hospice volunteer.
Well, thanks for being here, Florence. Maybe you can describe what's the difference between being a hospice volunteer and being a nurse?
Okay, or nurse's aides are the same. And it's important, I think, if you're thinking about possibly being a volunteer, any patient that you're with does not require special care from you, and you are not to give it. For example, never do you give medicines, and mostly you aren't even involved in, certainly not in lifting someone. You might walk with someone, walking with their walker, help them get into the bathroom, something like that. But you are not the nurse. And we're there to provide relief for the caregiver. The primary caregiver usually goes out, runs errands or something typical, but has the peace of mind that someone is with their loved one. And if anything is not right, we have the numbers to call to get help for the patient.
When you work as a hospice volunteer, like what's a typical visit?
I'll give you first a typical visit to a patient, maybe in an assisted living situation. One patient I recently had, typically I would go in to her room. She would be in a lounge chair there, and we would visit a little bit. I'd warm up my hands. She always gave me a hard time for cold hands. She had dementia, and my main mission there was to feed her, help her eat her lunch. So the aides would come in and put her in a wheelchair, and then I would just roll her out into the dining area where everyone was eating. And after lunch, if the weather was decent, there are not many months of that, we would go outside on their grounds just for a little walk around in the wheelchair. Otherwise, I typically would take her back in another section of the home where it was a little quieter, and we would sit by a window where she could look out, and we would visit then. As a hospice volunteer, your job is just to listen mainly and go with the flow, depending on what the patient needs and wants. And I would find she often, even though she didn't have our proper understanding of the words, she would need to unload, you know. So she would talk, and then I would just say, okay, yeah, that's interesting, and we would go on that way.
So she had dementia, so she would be talking, but it didn't always make sense.
Exactly. Every now and then she would surprise you with something that was actually a phrase that, or a couple of words that was even appropriate at the time. But for the most part, I didn't understand what she was saying. At the end of a visit, I always made a point to tell her that she was doing a very good job. It wasn't always easy, but she was doing everything just right. So and then I would typically end with her. I would say something like, no worries, be happy. And what she would do when I would do that would be look me in the eyes and smile. Not every time, but often. And I'll tell you something that lives with me to this day, that smile and that recognition.
I can imagine that you are already pretty good at interacting with people and putting them at ease. But do you think that working in the hospice role has helped develop that for you?
Definitely. I would say in situations where someone is ill like this and dying, you know, normally I'm pretty shy until I'm actually in a situation with people. I would probably not go visit someone, or I wouldn't know what to say or do to help a caretaker a family that I loved and wanted to help. And now I definitely would have no hesitation in making the contact in those situations and would feel a little more comfortable in what maybe would be something that would help them that I could do. I didn't think of it really actively at the time, but now one thing I've found that's one of the best things that you learn is what is involved in both dying and the system that supports that. So because we've all got to prepare for it, and most of us have very little preparation. And this is one way you can truly gain valuable information about what's ahead for you.
I can imagine that you do learn a lot about dying and the process of dying. Does that bother you?
Not at all. I was nervous about it to begin with. I was very nervous before I started working that somebody might die while I'm there, or somebody might have some major medical crisis while I'm there. And in all the times that I've done it now, and there have been many places I have gone over a little over 3 years now, I've never been in that situation.
And what's your relationship like with your patients or the people that you're helping care for? Does it feel like you are a friend to them?
Exactly. It feels like you're a friend with the patient when you first meet them, because pretenses are not there anymore. This is the end of their lifetime, you know, that they're preparing for. It's just like talking to a friend. I mean, it's not morbid or weepy times. I've had very little, if any, of that. But it's also direct communication, you know, no pretenses about it. It's not the social little chit-chat. Sometimes it is, and sometimes it's not. You are communicating on a little bit different level when you're there, because time's precious.
Because most of these patients are at the end of their life, you must lose a lot. I mean, you have to face that fact.
You do. And it is, it's on the one hand, it hits you. You know, there's no doubt about it. If you care for the person, the coordinator always gives you a couple of weeks of no service after you lose someone, you know, that you were seeing frequently. And they don't have you go back on until you're ready. They'll ask you if you feel you're ready. But I don't know. For me, it's just like you have friends. Maybe you move away, but they still remain the friends, you know, in your memories and are with you. And it's the same with the patients, you know. You just, it's more of a good experience by far than the sadness when they go.
Has it made you more comfortable with the prospect of death, either in your own life or the people you love?
It has, I think, a little bit, and especially my age. You know, I'm 68 years old now, so it's your job, in a way, to die and make room for the rest of the people that are coming up in the world. So when you do that, and how you do that, you have control over how you do that, I guess that's what I would say. And hospice and everything I've learned as a volunteer has helped tremendously with me, to give me comfort on the how that can be.
What is the biggest reason that you keep volunteering? What do you get out of it?
It's hard to say. I think it's just the connection with the people and the feeling that you have done something to help in a time when people need it the most. And it's always the same, you know, you get more, you receive more than you give in situations like that. So it's totally enriching, really, in my day-to-day living. I'm impressed with the dignity and the strength of the people who are dying and their caretakers. It is amazing what people do. And when you're at the end, I think maybe you have a little more sense of, you know, how you do live in the moment. And that is passed on to the people around you.
Florence, thanks so much for talking with me today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.